Russia's untamed far eastern peninsula of Kamchatka is one of the last great spawning grounds of Pacific wild salmon. But a culture of poaching, created by a combination of human poverty and corruption, now not only endangers the species, but the region's ecosystem. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to Kamchatka and filed this report.
There's no place on Earth like Kamchatka. It's a spectacular land of active volcanoes, 29 of them, and hot, spurting geysers. Rare stellar sea eagles and the world's densest population of brown bears live in stunning landscapes of snow-peaked mountains and rivers. To the west of this isolated peninsula lies the Sea of Okhotsk. On the coast, murky waves lap the dark volcanic sand of this barren beach as warmly dressed fishermen in rubber boats cast nets into the water. They're catching halibut, but under the piles of halibut, you can glimpse something else, wild sockeye salmon. That's out of season and illegal to catch. Several miles inland up the slow-flowing Bystria River, past flat tundra that stinks from piles of rotting fish heads, lies the crumbling village of Ust-Bolsheretsk. Here, fishermen eat salted salmon and drink tea in trailers by the riverbank. Igor, who won't give his last name, says everyone on Kamchatka poaches fish.
There's no work here, only fish. Everyone feeds his family however he can, and that's by catching fish. If you don't do it, you go hungry.
Every year, millions of salmon fight their way up the Bolsheretsk and other rivers. When poachers deplete one species, they move on to another. Kamchatka's rich natural beauty starkly contrasts with its human poverty. On the eastern Pacific coast, the decrepit capital Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky appears to have been forgotten by time. Crumbling Soviet-era concrete slab buildings line the lush hills dropping down to the water. The once bustling port is now mostly idle and crammed with rusting ships and scrap metal. Around 20 fishing trawlers are moored out at sea, impounded for poaching. Regional officials say only 10% of the fish caught in and around Kamchatka is poached, and Fishing Department Chief Alexander Krengel says the administration is tackling the problem.
This year, we've set up a headquarters to coordinate a crackdown on poaching by various law enforcement agencies. It's enabled us to stabilize the situation.
But most Kamchatkans dispute the government's figures. Valery Vorobyov is head of Akros, one of Kamchatka's largest fishing companies. He says criminal gangs poach at least half the fish sold from Kamchatka.
Poaching is ruinous for salmon. In Kamchatka alone, more than 100,000 tons of salmon are poached a year, and much of it is used only for caviar. The fish are slashed open and thrown away.
Vorobyov says some salmon species have declined by half in recent years. Inland, criminal groups organize brigades of 15 to 20 men who are flown upriver by helicopter to poach. They're depriving Kamchatka's bears of their natural prey, forcing them to wander near human settlements to look for food. Environmental activist Andrei Abich says Kamchatka's industrial-scale poaching is only possible because of serious corruption among officials whose job it is to protect fish.
It's a racket that goes all the way to the top. Everyone wants a cut of the profits. It's gotten to the point where police, Secret Service, even judges are involved in poaching salmon from our rivers.
In the town of Elizova, near the capital, fish vendor Vadim Chernov says 90% of salmon sold at the market is poached.
The industry could easily be legalized. It's just that that would eat into the authorities' profits from bribes and fines. Most of our fish goes abroad, so locals are forced to poach, and we have no choice but to buy fish from them. That's just not right.
Locals say as long as Kamchatka is run by a corrupt bureaucracy, the region's unique natural resources will continue being plundered. Environmental experts say that could lead to collapse not only for Kamchatka's ecosystem, but also the Pacific's entire wild salmon population. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News.